all my strength, but did not make me strong. And now my two feet are barely grazing the ground. It's the finest of gifts to lay this burden down. And I know now we've begun, I know we'll make it through. And though we stumble, yet we know we've already traveled the roughest road. Touch of your hand, the warmth of your smile, it's like the first buds of spring, it's like the laugh of a child. We let fall the armor, let fall the tears, let go. After all these years, I know no one said the path would be smooth, but now we've begun, I know we'll make it through. And though we stumble,
thank you.
Boudreaux.
This is the one.
Ooh. Which one? Which mic you want to play on?
What was this, man?
Is that bass in your mic?
I hate that bass.
Your bass.
I know. It's mine, but I hate it. couple things. As Lori pointed out, Michael Doucet. I also just want, you know, you can kind of see what's going on here. This is not unlike what, you know, happens at home, if you're lucky, on a good day. Bunch of people come by, sit around, have a little food, play a little music, see what happens. And But the thing that makes this particular gathering so special is that Charles's house often had a lot of good days. Up at Charles's house, lots of people would stop by whenever they're going through because he just made this place feel so welcome. He had this playhouse out there outside his house with a studio and recording and everything, and you go out and you play and a bunch of instruments. And so that was part of the thing. This is the spirit. We're just kind of continuing Charles's party here. And in that light, I also just want to point out that had it not been for a couple of folks who are here today, none of this would happen. That's Charles's folks who were both here. Charles's parents, Dan and Polly Sawtelle. I don't know if we can see you. I don't know where you're sitting. Are you up there? Dan and Polly Sawtelle, both 88 years old. Happy to be here. We're happy you're here. And Michael played a bunch of gigs up at Acoustic Coffee House, another place with Charles, just as duets. Maybe you can tell him about this one here.
We're talking this mic.
You can talk anywhere.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I just... Okay. Well, anyway, this is great to be here. It's amazing. Charles is here. I told him hello. He's doing fine. I was running about 6 months ago, and I thought about Charles, and he said, it's okay. I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm playing all those Smash Martins up here because they're all together again. You know? Anyway, you know, the Charles was a Cajun, of course. I mean, you know, we all know that by now. Because his lovely parents were both born on Britannia Street in New Orleans. That's true. And Charles loved the underdog, so he liked this story about Cajuns and Texans. When the oil field first came out, these Cajuns and these Texans were applying for a job and had to go to this convention to do this somewhere in Shreveport. So they both got on the train at the same time. And these Texans get on they rush there in the cowboy boots and they bought their tickets and they go like that. Well, the Cajuns, I'll just call him Boudreaux, he goes there and he buys one ticket for the three of them. Texans looking, something's up, something's going to happen. So they get on the train. Boudreaux rushes to the bathroom. All three of them get in there and close the door. Texans are just watching, I'll see what happens. So the train starts going. After a little while, you hear this knock. It's a conductor. Ticket, please. Boudreaux opens up that door a little bit, gives him one ticket, closes the door. So they get there, it's all fine. But Texas, those Cajuns, they think they're smart. We could do that too. So we come back, second round here. So Texans go up to buy a ticket. Buy one ticket for three of them. He's looking at the Cajuns. Okay, Boudreaux doesn't do anything. He said, you're going to buy a ticket? He said, no, I got that covered. He says, okay. Sorry. Get on the train. Of course, the Texans rush to the big bathroom first, lock the door. Cajuns have to go in the little bathroom in the back. Train starts rolling. Boudreaux gets out of that bathroom, goes to the Texas bathroom. He goes, knocks on the door. Ticket, please. So, this is a song about Texas. We love Texas. It's called Grand Texas, Big Texas. How you gone there? And you might have heard some other guys. So we're going to ask Mr. Norman Blake and Nick Foreste to help us out here. You want me to sing in this back? Can I sing in this back? Or it doesn't matter? It doesn't matter. Let's go to Texas. I don't know. I don't know anything about these mics. Yeah.
Just tell me this. Does it start on a four chord?
You give away those secrets again. Yes, it does.